Evan Lizotte, remind me of your title with the MNRF, please.
Yes, I'm a fire information officer.
All right. So the season is over, and it was pretty quiet in the Northeast.
So for the fire season here in Ontario, you know, we were lucky to see widespread wet rainfall throughout the spring across the province, which largely reduced our early spring fire danger. So that was a good start to the season for us. A busy fire season elsewhere in Canada resulted in around 786 Ontario staff, aircraft, and equipment involved in multiple deployments to assist our wildland fire partners in Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, BC, Quebec, Newfoundland, and Labrador, as well as the Northwest Territories. So even though it wasn't very busy here in Ontario, we were still very busy as a program. Ontario also deployed resources to the USA to support their wildland fire fighting efforts as well. We had an active fall fire season, which experienced across Ontario fire region, which warmer and drier conditions found on both sides of the province. But it didn't cause any concerns for us throughout that time.
Do you have any numbers from the Northeast about how many fires we had and how that compares to the average?
Absolutely. So total numbers to date, so there was 480 fires, 262 in the Northeast, 218 in the Northwest. Total hectares burned were 89,841 hectares, and 19,903 were in the Northeast. Let me get the numbers from last year.
Yep.
So last season in the province, there was 741 wildland fires with 441,474 hectares. So we were well below our numbers of fires and hectares.
And again, you mentioned spring got off to a good start. And even though it got drier and hotter during the summer, we were still in good shape. Is that right?
That's correct. We were consistently getting rainfall every couple of days, which was keeping the hazard down. And, we were just lucky to see maybe not as many lightning strikes or, the lightning fires weren't quite maybe popping as they were back in the last few seasons. And as well as human caused fires, people were must have been doing a great job on having safe campfires and all that, because this season, we just didn't see as much of the activity as we had in the past.
So keep up that good human effort, humans.
Absolutely.
All right. Anything you want to add?
With this off season, we are beginning to look into fire ranger recruitment efforts for the 2025 season. So applications to become a fire ranger are being accepted as of November 1st up to April 15th. And people can go to ontario.ca/fire ranger. And people can also go to ontario.ca/page/FireSmart for tips and tricks on how to keep their land and yard fire smart for the upcoming fire season.